28 minutes to the closing bell. Time for our two and two. Two stocks I'm watching. Two stocks Emily's watching. I'm going to kick it off with United Airlines. Now, they're not going to report till next week, but already we're getting some hint at where things may be heading. And those shares were popping earlier today. They were up about 1.5%. They still are trading higher, although only up about 1%. Now, there was an email from Scott Kirby. He's the CEO. Talked about the canceled flights because of COVID staffing issues. But in this letter to his fellow employees at United, he said the Omicron surge put a strain on their operation. Obviously, there were disruptions. He goes on to say they have 3,000 employees currently positive for COVID, but then says zero of our vaccinated employees are currently hospitalized. I want to reiterate that, zero. And then he says, since our vaccine policy went into effect, hospitalization rate among United employees is actually 100x lower than the general population. You remember all the controversy United had over its vaccine policy last fall? Well, he's saying here it worked, and he closed this out by saying the last 8 weeks, zero deaths. That's United. They're going to report after the bell on the 19th. Reporting this week before the bell, Delta Airlines, they're up on the 13th early in the morning. And you can see those shares are trading higher right now, about 1.5%. We heard on Investor Day that they indicated, Ed Bastian, that they will report a fourth quarter profit and they expect to be profitable in 2022. Bastian told us that after the third quarter earnings report. Holiday demand was strong, and this is coming from Helane Becker at Cowen, even with the weather delays and the COVID issues, but we will get the official word on Delta as well as their focus on paying down debt and getting an investment grade rating, where they stand with that credit rating, when they report on the 13th before the bell. Emily?
Adam, I'm watching shares of Rivian. Now, that stock is on track to end a six-session losing streak, and it fell by nearly 6% yesterday alone. But as we can see now, those shares are currently up more than 2%. Now, previously, the most recent stock drop came after news that the electric vehicle maker's chief operating officer, Rod Copes, had stepped down, which was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. And according to a Rivian statement to media, Copes had begun a phased retirement process several months ago. But even before this executive departure news, Rivian stock had already been under pressure after saying late last month that it would fall, quote, a few hundred vehicles short of its goal of producing 1,200 units for 2021. Now, in a filing yesterday, Rivian specified that it produced 1,015 vehicles last year and delivered 920. The stock is trading back above its IPO price of $78 per share this afternoon after briefly falling below that level during the overnight session earlier. Then there are shares of Abercrombie and Fitch. Now, this stock is on a tear today after highlighting improving sales trends coming out of the holiday season. Now, that helped overshadow lower guidance for the fourth quarter, with Abercrombie saying its fourth quarter revenue will come in light compared to its previous estimates. And it now sees fourth quarter net sales rising by 4-6% compared to the year ago period. Now, Abercrombie attributed this to port and transportation delays and lack of inventory. But here's the part of the statement that Wall Street is seeing as the silver lining. CEO Fran Horowitz said in the statement, quote, we believe that if we had the inventory on hand, we would have delivered sales within our previous outlook range. Post-holiday, as inventory has landed, we have experienced an acceleration in sales trend. So it's also possible, again, that Abercrombie was seen as not as bad as feared given this pre-announcement, given what others in the apparel industry have been guiding towards, since we did get some weaker than expected and lowered sales guidance from peer retailer Lululemon yesterday due to virus-related impacts. Adam.